Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to your free segment, courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. This is a very rare show from Doc. The basis of Doc's system, also known as the Dating Dictionary, was based on a lot of hard work from Doc. Thousands of interviews with women where he would ask them what they really wanted, not what they said they wanted, but what they actually wanted. What Doc learned from women, he taught to men, which is why his teachings are so powerful. Unfortunately, he did the vast majority of those interviews without recording them. So to hear him interact with a beautiful woman is a rare find. In this free segment, you'll hear him interview Jennifer Maturin. So let's get into the interview right now. Oh, one more thing. Doc conducted this interview in 2005, but don't worry, it's not old. Doc's advice was timeless. Technology may have changed. In this interview, you hear him talk about home phone number. We, of course, know that's smartphone now, but all the principles are still the same. As technology changed over the years, so did Doc. But the underlying principles of what Doc talked about are timeless. All right, here we go.
Let's welcome into the show actor, writer, Jennifer Maturin. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Yourself?
Good.
Hey, why don't you give the guys some of your background? I know especially the poker-playing guys would be very interested to hear what you have to say as far as your poker writing goes.
Sure. I'm the fresh young face of poker for Poker Player magazine. I'm a columnist, and I am the senior writer for Top Pair magazine. Senior writer. I'm very proud of that. I write for both magazines.
And Top Pair is kind of like Maxim meets Card Player magazine.
It's very sexy, especially the first collector's issue. It's kind of offending. I mean, for now, people are like the older crowd of poker players. But next month, they're going to make it cleaner and more classy rather than like, I even told them, I said, there's too many, I don't know if I can say this, hoochies. We need less hoochies and
some
more.
Some guys like hoochies.
Right, but we want to offend people, you know, in the card rooms. I mean, the godfathers are the older people, like my dad, who's like 71 right now. Yeah. I don't want to offend my dad.
Yeah, they don't want to see any smut.
It's not smut, but it's getting close.
Why don't you give those website addresses out?
Okay, it's toppair.com.
You can P-A-R-E?
TOPPAIR.com, all one word.
Top Pair.
Yeah.
Little letters.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And PokerPlayerNewspaper.com. That's it.
I love your articles, by the way, Jennifer.
Thank you. I think this is just like the avenue I was chosen to express my heart in. So I mix poker, but it's mostly about life. If you read my columns, it's about life, you know? My column and Top Pair is called The Nut. And I really like, I picked that because it's perfect. I want to say that I'm perfection, hopefully striving for it, and that I'm crazy or mad. I've gone mad.
Well, and for guys that don't know, they don't play poker, the nuts is the best hand you can make in a poker game. So if you have the nuts, you're going to win the pot. But let's go on to what we want to do today. And Doc has made a career. In fact, Doc, you went to Venice Beach and you did much the same thing in your movie, which you guys can find on DocLove.com. But what Doc does best is he interviews women to find out what they really want. He gets at the heart of the matter, and that's what he's going to do with Jennifer this morning, and I'm just going to turn it over to Doc and just let him be the love cop that I know he is.
Jennifer, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Just off the top of your head, what would you do if you could change love, dating, or men? What is your number one complaint? Men do what that turns you off?
My number one complaint, and I think everybody does this, men and women, my number one complaint is I'll meet a guy and I'll date him and he'll be like a man. Like, because I'm a woman, so I need a man, like in the truest sense of the word, you know? And he'll be that man until the honeymoon stage is over. Then he'll turn into like a wimp. And I find him draining because my art is like where my passion is. So if I'm being drained, he's making me drained. Therefore, I don't have the power or the drive to express myself, you know, with my career and my goals and whatever.
After how much time does this happen? About 2 months, 2 to 3 months?
Between 2 and 4 months. I'm starting to smell it. It's coming.
So, okay, guys. Now, you guys will read the dating dictionary. You know what I have about the first 60 days, and she's just verifying it right now. We just met for the first time. We talked a couple times on the phone, so this is not a setup. I want a real, true interview here, and I told her to, you know, if she disagrees with me, to go ahead and disagree with me. So he starts off being well-balanced, cool, doing everything right, but what happens is I say, now you correct me or you tell me how you feel about it. I think as soon as his interest level gets in the 80s and he realizes he likes you, he stops being the guy that he used to be, and he turns into this guy who is, he hangs around too much, he doesn't date you enough, he talks about things which you just think are uncool. Why is this guy talking about this? Am I correct here?
Right. They become, with all due respect to men that act like that, and women, because women do it too, and I've done it too, but I've matured, they become like a leech. They just suck you dry, you know? Like, and it's like, okay, when you came into this, like my ex-fiance of 3 years ago, he used to say, I want you to have your own life. I want you to go out with your friends. I want you blah, 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 blah. And I loved him because of that. But 3-4 months into it, the man I loved was not the man he was. Therefore, I don't even know if that was true love.
So, you know? he became jealous and possessive?
No, undercover. It was too soon for him to, because I'm a strong woman, I'm an alpha female.
Yeah.
It was too soon for him, because if he would say, like, oh, baby, don't do that, stay home, I would have been like, get out, you know? He was still undercover, but I bet you 2 years down the line he would act like that.
Give me some specifics. What can you give me a specific sentence that he would say that would turn you off?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of a specific sentence.
Because I'm trying. See what happens. No offense against you, because we're just starting here.
But you're
giving me generalities. He's not the man he used to be. So he does what? He doesn't stand up to me.
Oh no, he started going like.
He doesn't have any opinions in his own mind.
Yeah. Okay. Either two things. I thought of it. Two things. First thing is he stopped trying to improve himself. By reading books, by learning, growing, whatever.
You want your guy to grow.
Absolutely. Because I'm growing constantly. I don't want to be the same person 10 years
ago. So if a guy doesn't want to grow...
Then he can't be with me because he won't understand me. If he doesn't
want to... Very good.
You know?
Okay.
So, and another thing is that, like, he was a man, like, and then he started going, like, where are you, baby? Are you going to come home? How long are you taking? And if I was 5 minutes late, he would give me, like, attitude, like, why are you late?
For 5 minutes?
Like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever.
What would he say?
He would just give me, like, he would just act like he was, like, a little boy and he was upset.
I mean, he was pouting.
He was pouting, and I can't stand it.
There's a guy 6 foot, 200 pounds.
At least.
Real tough guy.
At least. Dark, burly, tall, dark, and handsome.
And pouting.
He's pouting to me.
Yeah, so pouting lowers interest level?
If it's done in the wrong context, if you're pouting because I was working late and I came home and you're pouting to me, I don't need that, babe. I need you to...
Hey, he should be
I need you to draw me a bubble bath.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to have a caller here. And, Jeff, how are we on time?
Hey, Doc, well, we got about 3 minutes.
Okay, let's take a caller here, Jeff.
Yeah,
and then, let's see how Jennifer... Jennifer play Doc Love and see how she handles this guy.
Okay,
Before you or after you?
So I'm 21 years young from Vegas, and, this is perfect. We have a poker writer on this show, and we got a guy calling in from Vegas. And Tom,
perfect.
Welcome to the show. This is the Doc Love Show with special guest Jennifer Maturin today, and what's your question, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Tom? How long you had the dating dictionary?
About a year, I would
think. About a year. Okay. You know it has to be memorized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many of my guys are reading it 3 and 4 times and not memorizing it. So be sure and do that.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Well, anyway, I kind of had a weird situation come up lately. I didn't really know what to do because, I don't know, I just never had it come up before. Anyway, I started summer school not too long ago. I'm a student, by the way. And it was last Tuesday, and I was kind of scoping out the room, checking out what girls were there and whatnot. And there were a few cute ones, but I was on the wrong side of the room because for some reason it was split down the middle. And so as we're leaving, I'm going with a friend of mine to buy some books, and this one girl's standing behind us. So we start talking to her a little bit, and I start flirting with her, and things seem to go well. I asked her name, and she told me, and then I waited for her to ask me, and then she does, and I'm looking at this pretty good, but because my friend's there and things, other things are going on, I had to go. So I cut it short, and I said, see ya. And so then the day after that...
Wait, hold on. Why did you ask her for the home phone number?
Hmm?
You got to say, Caprice, what's your home phone number?
Well, we talked for like 2 minutes. It just seemed kind of awkward.
I know it feels awkward. It's supposed to feel awkward. How many times in the dating dictionary do I say ask for the home phone number?
Quite a few.
Yeah, so ask for the home phone number. I don't care if it feels awkward, and I don't care if the Pope is standing there next to President Bush. You ask for the home phone number. You just say, Caprice, what's your home phone number? And shut up. How long does that take, Tom?
Sorry?
How long does that take?
Oh, not long at all.
3 seconds. Yeah, okay. Then continue with your story. Then you
well,
say,
hey, Doc, real quick, let's bring Jennifer into that. As a woman that maybe has gotten approached in a bookstore or some setting like that, you heard how that whole approach went. What would you think, Jennifer, if a guy had asked you for your home phone number?
I'm an alumni since 2001. And if you feel it, Tom, if you feel like she liked you and you liked her, what I do is always buy insurance. First you say, do you have a boyfriend, so-and-so? And she says, no, I don't. And then you'll be like, hey, we're going to do something. Why don't you give me your telephone number or your mobile number, and I'll leave you a message if you want to join us. It's so simple. You don't have to. See, and even if she says no at that point, Tom, it's not going to destroy your ego because you asked her if you have a boyfriend, whatever. You know, you were being cautious not to offend her or not to offend her boyfriend, and that's all you had to do. It's not a big deal.
But why not let her bring up the boyfriend?
Because with me, I like to cut to the chase because...
Yeah, but he did. He says, what's your home phone number? Then you say, I have a boyfriend. You say, thank you.
It would bruise my ego. I don't do it that way. It would bruise my ego. I'd rather ask first because...
Wait, it bruise your ego for what reason?
If she said no, if he said no to me, no, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, we teach guys in this in my system to accept no. I want to hear...
That's true.
We want to hear
I gotta
no.
I got to accept no, too.
We want to hear no.
Okay.
Because you know why?
Why?
It's black and white.
I got you.
We don't want a gray. We don't want to get misled. We don't want missed signals.
I hear you.
And
I hear you.
The reason we say, rather than say, first I say, I meet you, okay, Jennifer?
Sure.
And I say, Jennifer, do you like me? And you say, yeah. Jennifer, do you have a boyfriend? No. Jennifer, would you go out with me? Yes. Jennifer, what's your home phone number?
That's sexy,
okay.
Too. You're
hold
right.
Okay, those are four things I asked you. The first three don't count because the first three are all made up in number four. Jennifer, what's your home phone number? So we cut to the chase. So you come back with, no, thank you, I have a boyfriend. Or if you don't, I'm not your type, but you don't have a boyfriend, you can still have a boyfriend.
Right. You're
well,
absolutely
then,
right, sir.
Then I tell these guys not to pout and just say, Jennifer, very nice to meet you. Shake your hand, smile, and walk off. I see you in the future. I'm cordial to you. I see you. But I don't ask twice.
And you're not, yeah, you don't act desperate.
Yeah, I cannot. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what I meant.
And you'll go along this. Too many guys act desperate.
That's the biggest turnoff, Tom. If you just turn around and say it confidently, can I get your number? And she says no, and you're like, all right, or whatever, that's great.
Yeah. Just
turn
very
on.
Nice.
Later, like a year down the line, she'll probably want to give it to you now.
Yeah, but it's too late.
Yeah,
it's too late.
Tom, will you have additional questions for us? Because we're coming up on a break, but we have no problem with holding you over, buddy.
Yeah, Tom, can we hold you over?
Yes, sir.
Sure, let's hold him over.
Okay, we're coming up on a break now. We are with Doc Love and special guest actor, writer Jennifer Mattering. It is Understanding Women for Men Only. It's the Doc Love Show, and we're going to continue with much more on a very interesting show next.
Hey, don't forget, through December 31st, 2020, there's a sale at DocLove.com. You can get that system, also known as the Dating Dictionary, for a very special price. Now, what else did you miss in this show, which was about an hour of audio? Well, way more from Jennifer Mattering, plus busting the game of bad women. Don't get me wrong, Doc always said there's a lot of great women out there, but this show talks about busting the game of the bad ones, and speaking of bad examples, don't follow these. What are they? Well, subscribe and find out. DocLoveClub.com. Look for the November 11th, 2020 show to get this specific show. But also, there's hundreds of hours of audio, hundreds of articles. It all grows weekly. Thanks for being here. See you next week.